This is our children's time, and Luke, I'm going to come back to you today. Is that all right? Yeah?
Okay.
How are you doing? Yeah. So I have a question for you. Do you know where your name comes from? Have you ever heard anybody else with your same name?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they like adults, kids, men, women?
Both
men and women?
Yeah, women
and men. Okay. Well, you know, in the Bible there is somebody called Luke, and he was a follower of Jesus. And so he was one of the first followers of Jesus, so that's pretty cool that you're named after him. Maddie, do you know where your name comes from? Is your name at birth Maddie, or are you Madeline? Madeline? Yeah? Well, you know whose name is also in the Bible is Andy. His name's in the Bible, Andrew, and as a matter of fact, just kind of coincidentally, I'm going to be talking about him today, about the very first Andrew. And I know that you two are thinking about him a lot as he goes off. And everybody here in the church is thinking about him. And I wondered how you'd like us to pray for him while he's away and help you out, Luke, while he's away. Can you think of anything? Yeah, well, I know we're going to be praying to keep him safe and has a great journey. Yeah, he's going to be seeing some new things, huh? You think he'll send back some good pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Yeah, that'll be pretty neat. Well, I'm sure he'll be telling you all about it, too. So, well, that's great. And so shall we pray those things right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Gracious God, ask you to watch over Andy today and all of those that he is being deployed with. Keep them safe and help them to have a great journey and to see interesting things in Kuwait and to have wonderful stories to tell and watch over their families, watch over Maddie and Luke and all of the families left here. May they have good stories to tell too. Lord, in your love, bind them together and watch over all of them. And Lord, watch over all of the children of this congregation. Keep them safe this year and help them to know how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. As we come to the reading of Scripture, let's bow our heads in prayer.